Talmud Beis by the Mishnah. Mishiyotze Bereshus. Person went beyond the tchum with permission. Rashi gives two examples. The person went. Here's a few examples. The person went to say Eidus HaChodesh. So he's allowed to travel through Shalayim for it, which he's allowed to go beyond the tchum. The person went to fight against an army which is coming to attack them. Or a chachama, a midwife, which is went to give help a woman give birth. Vamrodoi, Kvar Nasa Maisa, that there's no need for them to go. Okay, so loch is Yeshua Paim Amal Choruach. So he has 2,000 amas from that spot. If when they told him he was within the tchum, so it's kilo lo yot, is like he didn't leave. And the words can say, I mean, yeah, he didn't leave. It's not like he didn't leave. He didn't leave. That you just told me he's still inside the tchum. What does that mean? That's the words kasha. The Mishnah ends off with the statement that a person is who goes out to do atzolah, to do these things, is allowed to come back. So a lot has to be explained in the Gemara. Let's hear Rashi. Mishiyotze Bereshus, going later to Chodesh, Lahatzim and Agayis, to help save from an army which is coming to attack, Umin Hanhor, or river which is overflowing, and they're going to help the people. Or a midwife is coming to help a woman give birth, and they tell the person, you don't need to go. From the place they were told, from the point they were told, that comes there. Mokum, they now get 2,000 amas. The more it grapples with what it means, kilo lo yotze. Of course, he didn't leave. Chazal mekamim the farshu gemara. Tosfos points out over here that this halacha of kol yotzen lahatzel chazal mekamim is based on the concept of hetiru seifen mishum tchilosen, that we allowed this the after maisa. Because of the tchila, because if a person would go out to be matzel and would be stuck that he can't come back, he'll be that much less interested in doing it the next time. So if we're not matzel to them to come back, we're afraid we won't get the response that we want to get, that people should go and help. That's the lomus behind that. Okay. So the more mayim hoya b'sorcha tchum kilo lo yotz. So what does it mean?
Is it more appropriate then if he's a Talmid Chacham for him not to take advantage of that?
Pasha's not, because he didn't do Rabbanon, so they basically lifted their Yishit Rabbanon. So their Yishit Rabbanon.
What about taking the circuit?
They took away and said to Rabbanan. Mayim hoye besechat chum kilo lo yotze. What does it mean, kilo lo yotze? I mean, the case was, you tell me, he was still a techat chum, he didn't leave yet. So he didn't leave. It's not kilo lo yotze. Amar Rabba, hachi kamar. Im hoye besechat chum shaloi, kilo lo yotze mesech beis adami. Okay, so we say that this is not his new mokum. And he's still like he's in back in his house, and he gets 2,000 amas on the other side of the city. So Mor says, I don't understand what the chiddush of that is either. It's still pshita. Mor says, Malatema, Hov Okar Okar, Kamash Malon. So it means Chazal created a rabbinic status, kilo, we gave him a new makam, and that's why he gets 2,000. Well, he leaves the tchum, he gets 2,000 amas from where he is. Right? In the case here, they told him that it already happened. So it means we're, in a certain sense, giving him a new makam. And when he left, knowing that's going to happen, it's almost as if he's regenerated. He was oiker and planned to leave his place and get a new place. So that should act as an akira on his status of malkum. And since that should act as a akira and status of malkum, he should be relocated. Kamashon, we don't say that. Okay, that's Rabba. Simon Barachia Omer Hachikomer. Im hayu tchumen shenosu lo chachamim muvloi mesecha tchum shelo kido lo yatsim itchumai. So he went beyond the tchum. But if he would calculate from that spot that he now is, he is, it's still 2,000 amas back to where his original tchum ended. So Chazal gave him 2,000 amas over here, and he's able to walk 2,000 amas and get back into his original tchum. So in that situation, Chazal said, you can go back to your original tchum. So he's allowed to walk 2,000 amas to go back within his original tchum. And then we don't say that this new makam Chazal gave him overrides his old makam, and he loses his old makam because he's back within his original tchum. So then he's allowed to proceed back as if he never left. Came in my kamiflagi. So what's this machlokas about?
So if you wanted to continue walking, in the for the direction, no, you'd be allowed to, right?
Correct. So if this was his original tchum and he was here, so the tchum ended here, he can go back within his tchum. Then he goes, this is now his makam again, so he can keep going all the way to the other side of the city.
Yeah, no, I was saying even
could he go the other direction? Yeah, right now this is his makam, so he's allowed to travel however he wants. But if he chooses to go back there, that allows him to go back. Is that correct? So I'm not sure, though, if he does that, does he have a right to then go back the other direction also? In other words, if at that moment he says he goes back, so he's chosen not to make his shvi'is. He's, as it were, saying he's not making his mokum here. But if he decides to go in another direction, I'm not sure what the law is. I'm not sure that he would then be allowed to go. He'd be allowed to do that, but then that's his mokum.
Yeah, then he couldn't take advantage and go.
Right. I don't think so. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Ross asked a question. If going back towards the city is going to the east, if he goes to the west, so right now he has just to go to his 2,000 amas, he can go to the west, but once he does it, he's choosing that this is his place, that he can't go back east and go within the tchum and go back into the city. The Makim Eflagi, Mar Sabra have lost tchum and milsihi, Mar Sabra have lav milsihi. So they're arguing in this idea of have lost tchum and whether that's effective or not. Okay, let's see Rashi. My kilo lo yotze. What do I mean kilo lo yotze? Havari lo yotze. He didn't leave. Dodayim v'secha tchum. You told me he's still inside the tchum. Hashin amarava hachikomer. Yehoi v'secha tchum. Shaloi kilo lo yotze mi beisar domi. If he's still within the tchum, it's like he's still at home. Klamer hai kilo lo yotze a beisar koi. It's like he didn't leave his house. Hachikomer. Im hoi yodayim v'secha tchum beisar. Chor zir le beisar can go back to his house. It's like he didn't leave. So he gets 2,000 amas from all directions. We don't say he gets his 2,000 amas from here. Pshita. Yes, it's like he's home still. He's allowed to leave, and they gave him, that's his spot. So that's it. Hachanami, I forgot the koi b'tchumar limda lemi hasim. Before the lepik, if he wants to continue going further, he can go further, and he can't go back, and he loses the other direction. Kamashmon, you don't say that. Okay, let's hold Rashi here.